In the summer of 1961, 16-year-old Laurel Nicholson witnesses something unthinkable from her childhood treehouse. Her mother, Dorothy, a woman known for her warm hugs and homemade cakes, calmly stabs a stranger to death in their garden. More shocking still, the man had called Dorothy by name with unmistakable familiarity before she plunged the cake knife into his chest. When questioned by police, Laurel constructs a careful narrative of self-defense, but privately, she can't shake the feeling that she's protecting a terrible secret. 50 years later, with her mother approaching death, Laurel returns to the family farmhouse. The mystery that has shadowed her life demands resolution. Who was the stranger? Why did her mother kill him? And most troublingly, who was Dorothy before she became their mother? The answers lie buried in wartime London, where three lives intertwined in ways that would echo across generations. London, 1941. As German bombs fall, three lives intersect amid uncertainty. Dorothy Dolly Smitham works as a companion to elderly Lady Gwendolyn while harboring grand ambitions. She secretly tries on her employer's fine clothes, fantasizing about the glamorous life she believes she deserves. Jimmy Metcalf, a talented photographer documenting the war's human toll, loves Dolly despite her rejection of his proposal. His moral compass contrasts sharply with her scheming nature, yet he remains drawn to her determination and magnetic personality. Nearby lives Vivian Jenkins, a wealthy beauty married to novelist Henry Jenkins. Dolly becomes fixated on Vivian, imagining them as close confidants. When this fantasy collapses during a chance meeting where Vivian doesn't recognize her, Dolly's humiliation transforms into something more sinister. What begins as social climbing evolves into a dangerous deception that will permanently alter all their lives. Isn't it strange how we can construct entire relationships in our minds, believing connections exist where none do? When Lady Gwendolyn dies without leaving Dolly her inheritance, she convinces Jimmy to help blackmail Vivian with staged, compromising photographs. But while following Vivian, Jimmy discovers her directing orphaned children in Peter Pan at a hospital and offers to help instead of taking incriminating photos. Jimmy learns that beneath Vivian's perfect facade lies profound suffering. A childhood car accident in Australia killed her family, a tragedy she believes she caused. Now trapped in an abusive marriage to Henry Jenkins, she finds purpose with the orphaned children while living in fear of her husband's jealous rages. As Jimmy and Vivian grow closer, Dolly's schemes intensify. When Vivian discovers the blackmail attempt through materials left for her husband, she decides to warn Dolly. After learning Henry attacked Jimmy and threw him in the Thames, though Jimmy survives, Vivian rushes to Dolly's boarding house during an air raid. When a bomb strikes the building and kills Dolly, Vivian makes a split-second decision to switch identities, placing her wedding ring on Dolly's finger and identifying herself to rescuers as Dorothy Smitham, a choice with decades-long consequences. Dorothy begins again as a housekeeper at a seaside boarding house, constantly vigilant. Her days are marked by quiet efficiency, her nights by restless dreams. Every new guest triggers anxiety as she fears Henry Jenkins will discover her deception. Everything changes when she meets Stephen Nicholson, the boarding house owner's thoughtful son. Unlike her controlling relationship with Henry, Dorothy's connection with Stephen grows naturally from shared moments and genuine understanding. He notices her careful flower arrangements, her memory of guests' preferences, and elicits her first laugh since assuming her new identity. Their marriage becomes Dorothy's true second chance, an opportunity to build an authentic life based on love rather than ambition or fear. Stephen's strength lies in his patience and respect for her privacy. He never demands explanations for her nightmares, creating space for Dorothy to heal and become the warm mother Laurel and her siblings will know. Have you ever wondered how differently your life might unfold with one different choice? Dorothy's transformation shows how completely we can reinvent ourselves when given the chance. Dorothy's carefully constructed life shatters 16 years later when Henry Jenkins tracks her down in 1961. When he threatens her family, Dorothy kills him with a decisive blow, ending the cycle of violence that began with his abuse of Vivian. While this act horrifies teenage Laurel, it represents Dorothy's transformation from victim to defender. The aftermath creates the mystery that haunts Laurel's life. She tells police that a stranger threatened her mother and baby brother, helping authorities rule the killing as justified. But Laurel carries the weight of her deliberate omission. That single word, her mother's name, spoken with recognition, suggesting a hidden history. This unspoken truth creates a barrier between Laurel and her family, particularly her mother. The incident becomes their shared ghost, while her younger siblings remain untouched by its shadow. The burden drives Laurel toward London, building an acting career that provides emotional distance from her family's farmhouse and its secrets. As Dorothy nears death in 2011, Laurel becomes determined to uncover the truth. Through research, conversations with her brother Jerry, and tracking down her mother's wartime acquaintances, Laurel assembles the puzzle pieces. A photograph inscribed, "For Dorothy, a true friend is a light in the dark, Vivian," provides the first concrete clue. During unguarded moments, Dorothy reveals fragments of her past, once admitting she wouldn't have liked her younger self and that her decisions cost her "everything I loved." The final revelation comes when Laurel meets Jimmy Metcalf's grandson, Martin. The photograph Laurel believed showed her mother with Vivian actually depicted Vivian, now Dorothy, with the real Dolly Smitham, whose identity she assumed after the bombing. Jimmy had survived Henry's attack and was drafted from prison. He even visited Greenacres in 1953, meeting young Laurel. When Jimmy saw Dorothy's wedding photograph and whispered, "Vivian," he realized she had built a new life and left without disrupting her happiness. When Laurel uncovers her mother's extraordinary past, she feels compassion rather than condemnation. Understanding Dorothy's desperate act allows Laurel to see her mother as a complete person, flawed, complex, and heroic in her determination to protect loved ones. This revelation transforms Laurel's perception of her mother's melancholy and fierce protectiveness. Dorothy's instruction to take care of your sisters gains new meaning when Laurel realizes her mother lived in constant fear that Henry might someday find her. The novel concludes with the Nicholson family surrounding Dorothy in her final days, playing "By the Light of the Silvery Moon," the song Dorothy and Stephen danced to when falling in love. This image of family unity, with Dorothy at peace with both identities, testifies to truth's healing power. The Secret Keeper teaches that understanding the context of difficult choices is essential to forgiveness. While we cannot escape our past entirely, we can choose which aspects define our future. Secrets kept for protection ultimately yield to understanding, allowing both Dorothy and Laurel to find peace.